Welcome to episode 361 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello again.
What's up?
Hello. Producer Gerald's in the house, as always. Probably clipping his toenails or filing his, massaging his back or something. I don't know if you guys know that, but I recently found out that that's the kind of stuff that Producer Daryl does. That's his job, it turns out, is to like cut his toenails.
But I mean, they have to be cut.
They do. Not during the podcast. I'm glad you take it serious, Producer Gerald. Thank you for that.
I mean, why wouldn't they be cut then? You know? When would you have him do it?
At work?
It is work.
No, real work.
My voice has been restored to its previous glory. Still have a slight cough.
As do I.
That was you. That cough was you. I want to be clear.
That one was me.
I'm going to leave that in. That was Dan. Learn your coughs, folks. It wasn't me. He's pulled up pictures of toenails because you said that, and I wish he hadn't.
I wish he hadn't, too, because that's not where I meant to go with it.
Did you just type in toenails, or did you type in, like, gross toenails? I'll tell you what. Most people's toes are not cool.
Well, the thing is of course that's where the internet's going to go when you type in anything that goes to the worst possible representation of it. That's how the internet works.
I feel like most people's toes are kind of gross.
Well, feet in general, they're gross. Let's face it. I mean, look what they do for us. That's gross.
Oh, man. Those people have fake nails on their toes, which seems impossible to wear shoes.
Huh. Better than long, pointy ones. Wow.
You have a toe fetish? You do any toe sucking?
Me? Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I stay right away from feet. I'm like the other end of the spectrum on that.
Would you touch a foot?
I'll touch a foot. Yeah. I prefer it to be socked.
Yeah. You want that thing wrapped up.
But it depends. I need to know where the foot's been, you know.
Yeah.
My wife, I'll touch her feet.
You touch a stranger's foot?
Nope. Hmm. Nope, 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 nope.
Would you suck a stranger's toe for $100?
Nope, that's not enough money.
How much is enough?
$1,500 maybe.
That amount seemed like you'd thought about it before. You're like $725 is what I would suck a toe for.
May have had this conversation before with someone different.
Does the toe matter for $1,500, or is it the buyer's choice?
No. I mean, dealer's choice at that point.
Yeah, any toe will do.
Right. Yeah, that's where I'm at on it. That's where I sit with it. I mean,
I didn't know if you had like a price sheet for the toe.
Now, see, some of those feet would require like a deposit as well.
Well, those ones that are missing the center there, mm-hmm. I don't think you should ever put in your mouth.
No.
Because I don't know that insurance will cover
whatever ends up to my happens to my face.
Yeah. I'll tell you though, if you're self, some of these are just so distracting I can't even talk. If you are concerned about the way your feet look, not even feet, if you're concerned about the way your toenails look, just spend some time on the internet. You're probably fine.
You're probably on the better side of that little balance scale there. You're probably on the better side of it. I would assume most are.
I'll let you in on a little secret about me. Ooh. I like when I'm not a toe guy either, or a foot guy, but I do like when the toes go down in descending order.
Oh, and they do like the nice angle.
They look like an AT&T signal.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer that. I don't like that the second toe be longer than the first toe. See that? Those are good. Those are pretty good toes right there. The big toe could be a touch bigger.
Okay.
But those are pretty orderly. I'll find somebody with a finger on that second toe though. Like where it's got two knuckles. When that second toe gets too long, I don't like that.
Although all your toes have two knuckles.
The third then.
With the exception of your big toe, I believe.
And I have nice toes, and I think that's why I can hold other people to a higher standard.
Oh, I do not have nice toes, so.
I mean, I'm grown, so mine they're hairy.
Mine
are hairy feet.
You know, mine aren't like, I don't have like fungicized toenails or anything like that. But my toes do all wonky things.
My toes look like those ones that he showed. Except for their man toes. I have nice toes.
I do not. I have one. I have all my none of my toes like go in the same direction. Some of them curl under each other.
Oh. No, my toes are nice. Yeah, no. My fingers curve.
Your fingers curve? No, not like that, Jerry.
Whoa. That's hammer toe.
That's something.
And something else.
That's a missing toe. Oh, no, it's not. There's five.
No, they're all there. They're just on top of each other.
Holy shit. That's an issue.
Don't show me that ever.
Stop it. No, let's talk about something else. I can't deal with this anymore. I'm going to have to.
I got nice toes.
I don't. There, that's what we come up with.
We should. Hey, we could call this episode Mistletoe.
T-O.
Like missile. Like
missile.
A, like a scud. Yeah,
like a scud. Dash. Yeah. Capital T-O-E.
Yeah. We could just stop right now. We got a good name.
All
right. My feet aren't hairy like that. That's like Hobbit. My feet are just like normal hairy.
Yeah, mine too.
But I got nice toes. If we ever hit like a million downloads, maybe I'll post a toe pic for you freaks.
Mm.
We can do some. What do they call it? Oh no, that's a bad set too. You can send me those. I'll send put the toe pic out there, and people can send me their. The pitcher's back. What do they call them? Not worship. It's like a when dudes jay off on the pitchers. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I mean I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
It has like a name on the internet. Yeah,
I thought it was just foot fetish.
No, like just like to someone's image, like they'll like use their phone or whatever to someone's pitcher.
Oh, like a tribute?
Yeah, like a tribute.
That's what it's called. It's a tribute.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. It's too gross. I couldn't even come up with it. Dudes are pretty gross. The internet's pretty okay, though.
Most of it, yeah. There's shady parts. There's some seedy parts.
Producer Gerald wants to know if I would be okay if someone pleasured themselves to my toes. And the answer is yes, that's fine.
Do you need to know about it?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay.
But I'm also, I'm not ignorant to the fact that I have nice feet.
Okay, right, because you keep telling us that you have nice toes.
Yeah, I'd be crazy to think there's not more than a few people out there that would enjoy looking at a picture of my feet while they do that.
That's fair. Okay.
You know, it's my curse. I carry that every day. So.
That's your cross to bear. That's correct.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Welcome. This is episode 361. It's all about feet and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting close to Christmas.
We are. It's less than 10 days away.
Yeah.
Or just about 10 days away, I guess. Today's the 15th.
You celebrate yours whenever you want. Maybe you're doing yours early.
Maybe. If you do Hanukkah, I think it's already started. Or is that not true?
I don't think it's started yet.
Okay.
But I don't know. Here's what I know about. They all clump up around the same time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Nope.
Whatever you celebrate.
It starts Sunday. It starts next Sunday. So a week from today, Hanukkah starts.
Yeah, it'll be day one of Hanukkah next week when we record.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it finishes on the 30th. Completes. Finishes made it sound like it was doing a toe tribute too.
Yes, it does. Wow. Wow, look what you just did.
Yeah. Probably offended a lot of people. But you know what? That's what we're here for.
That's what we do. That's right.
We're like a fireplace on a cold winter night. It's warm you right up inside. What are you drinking? You got one of those ice?
Yep, sparkling ice, black raspberry.
Is that the flavor of choice?
That is my flavor of choice.
Do you do other flavors, or you just buy that one?
They do have a grape raspberry that I will drink.
You like the raspberry.
I do like the black raspberry. That's about the only ones I drink.
It's been very southern of me, but I've been on a sweet tea kick here lately.
No way.
Yeah. Which, I used to drink a lot of sweet tea, and then I got away from it, but... I've found a couple, because I don't like it so, as I've gotten older, I don't like it so sweet that you can crunch up the sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've found some nice alternatives that aren't too sweet.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, it's been pretty okay.
I've never been a sweet tea person.
Well, I went through a phase where I like didn't drink it at all after loving it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've really come back around on it. It's good. During the winter, I drink some hot tea.
I do drink hot tea in the winter. I like a chai tea.
I drink the throat coat.
I do like chai tea.
And I'm a big fan of it.
No?
No, I said I'm a big fan of the throat coat. That's I put a little honey in there, a little local honey, mix it up.
Yep, it's honey's good.
Mm-hmm.
Some honey in it is good.
Yep. I feel fancy when I have hot tea.
Do you do the finger thing?
I always do the finger thing.
Okay. I actually do it too. I do it no matter what I'm drinking. I do it the finger thing sometimes.
Yeah, I don't mean to, but it's always right out for me too.
Yeah, I get people call me out on it, and I'm like, fuck you, drink the way you want to drink. Leave me the fuck alone.
Sometimes I realize my pinky's out when I'm drinking, and I will bring it back slowly myself to not bring attention to it. Like, I realize it's out as I'm drinking. Like, I'm like, let me pull that back a little. Yeah, let me slide that back.
I don't.
You wear a ring on yours so it's extra noticeable?
Because I don't care. I mean, if that's your big concern with me, then I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And you're not paying attention, because trust me, there's a lot more things that call me out on than the fact that I raise my pinky finger when I drink.
Yeah, I breathe through my mouth. I'm like a hot mess in public anyways. Pinky's out, mouth breathing. I'm just doing my best. Just living my best life is what I'm doing. Man. What is this? Pinky's out. Look at all these folks.
Pinky's
Obama.
Out.
Obama's a pinky out.
Yeah.
Katherine Hepburn, pinky out.
Mr. T.
All people that you think fancy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It looks like SpongeBob and Patrick.
Both of them.
Both SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yeah. And get behind that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Producer Drill, do you go pinky out? I didn't think so. As someone who eats lunch with him, I'm pretty sure I never saw his pinky.
Yeah, no pinky out.
I've never seen it. Now, I don't do the exaggerated pinky like some of these images show.
Yeah, I don't either. It just kind of fades up.
Yeah. It's not on whatever I'm holding.
Right, right.
It's just
I know what you mean. I just kind of...
Who is that gentleman? That's like a stock photo pinky out guy.
Pinky out guy. There we go.
Yeah. Let us know how you drink your beverages.
Beverages.
It's funny
if you drink tea.
I'm aware that I do it, and I've seen you drink, and I've never noticed that you do it.
You never noticed me do it?
Mm-mm. But I'm aware that I do it.
Yeah. I've never noticed that you do it.
Yeah, because we don't judge people.
But I'm aware that I do it.
You hear that, internet?
And other people have called me out on it.
I've been called out on it.
Yeah.
Hurts. No, I'm just kidding.
It doesn't bother me a bit.
It doesn't bother me either.
You can be hurt if you want to.
I wanted to have like a moment right there with the audience.
I got it. I got it. It's causing pain in my heart.
Yeah. You don't know what it's like to wake up every day. I know. Not knowing if someone will call out the way you drink all your beverages. Shout out to Racetrack, the gas station.
Why?
They have self-checkout. And after not knowing I needed that in my life, every gas station should have self-checkout.
Inside.
Like, I can go in there, get whatever I want, and never interact with a person. It's great.
It's nice. Yeah.
Now, for
I'm actually kind of in the middle on self-checkout because, like, from a selfish standpoint, I love it because I can just go do my thing. But there's another perspective that I'm torn on because those are taking people's jobs for one thing, but I'm essentially not getting paid to do that job that is being replaced.
I mean, I felt sort of that way for a little while, but you have to get over that because the companies have decided they don't care.
Well, if you go to Walmart, I get that, and I still do it. But
it's Sunday in Tennessee. After church, everyone goes grocery shopping.
Right.
And I can promise you that this morning, Walmart has 2 lanes open with a human and 40 lanes open self-checkout.
Well, you know what I've also noticed that these places do? Is, you know who's always manning the 2 lanes that are open?
The worst.
It's either somebody new or the oldest person available employed there.
Mm-hmm. The worst. Now,
that's not being aged. I'm not trying to be ageist, but biology just simply says that as you get older, your reflexes tend to be a little slower.
I think you hate old people.
That's just how biology works.
I want to also clarify for anyone not from the South, when I say gas station, I mean the convenience store.
Yes. Yes. I knew what you meant.
I know you know, but I feel like not everyone may know.
Well, I feel like most places have like a Speedway or a Mobil or a racetrack or all the different places. I think all of them now are convenience store gas stations. I don't think you find very many just gas stations anymore.
Yeah. So that's maybe our
do in like, I don't know, Montana.
Shout out to Montana. That's our first racetrack in our area, and I'm a fan.
Yeah.
They also have a pizza bar that's always fully stocked of pizza, and you can buy the slice or the whole pie. And I like that also.
Yep. The racetracks are good. We have a few around here.
I'll run in there, grab like a water, a slice of pizza, and I'll just check myself out, and I'll be in and out in 15 seconds.
And let me tell you the greatest thing about the racetrack. I'm going to shout out to Racetrack now. Mm-hmm. Racetrack Convenience Store. The best thing about the racetrack is that they have the Mexican pizzas from school. It's the only place you can get them.
I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, you need to have it. It tastes just like, I loved that when I was in school. And they have that, and it's the same shape. It's the hexagon shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking delicious.
They have everything. They have the pizza bar. They also have the hot dogs and the tornadoes or twisters or whatever those things are called.
I think they do subs.
Yeah, they do. They have boiled peanuts, which are maybe a topic for another episode. Because I've got a lot of thoughts on boiled peanuts.
Not today.
That I've got to get out there at some point. Think about starting a boiled peanut podcast. That's a MAPCO, it looks like.
It's green. Yes, it is a MAPCO.
MAPCO has stepped their game up too, but I think they're predominantly in the South.
Yes, they are. We don't have them up here.
Also, for those curious, Racetrack is without the K on the end.
That's
true.
They
wanted to be trendy.
The big one up here is Speedway.
Yeah, we have the Speedway too.
Mm-hmm.
The convenient stores of Speedway, I think, is what the commercials say.
But
they have a good, I don't know what you want to call it, but they make burgers and sandwiches and stuff, and they have their burgers and stuff are they're okay.
They're serviceable. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad. I've had worse.
I definitely had worse.
Yeah. I like, I do a lot of the MAPCO around here. I do MAPCO, Racetrack, and Speedway now. But the Racetrack is really close to work, and it's, I'm telling you, that self-checkout's really...
It's right there on the corner, right?
Yeah, and I'm really feeling it.
I think it just went in about 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
No, it's brand new.
Brand new.
Like a month old.
Oh.
And it's fantastic.
Where's
it's
right it at?
Where the mattress place used to be.
Where the what used to be?
The mattress place.
Oh, okay.
They tore it down and built a racetrack there, and it's phenomenal.
Okay.
They even have like a little seating area outside. It has big giant fans so that you don't have to get hot in the summer.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's just a nice place. It's a nice place. And so when I was self-checkout with the pizza, I'm like, this is probably complicated to self-checkout. I like hit start, and it's like, do you have food? And I'm like, I do. And it's like, do you have a slice of pizza? I'm like, I do. It was great. It's like they thought about me.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah.
You're the demographic.
Yep. It's really good there. He's zooming in on it. So.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get a rotate right there.
Oh.
So the green building there, that's not there. Whoa, about to puke. The green building's not there anymore, and that's where it is.
Okay. I got it.
Yep.
So it's like across from the co-op?
Uh-huh. Okay. Whoa, look at that guy. I love that. Whoa, let's get back to that F-350 with the wheels.
Oh, my God.
That thing's silly. The guy's dead driving it. Look at him. He's passed out. He's slunched over.
Is he like pulled up? Something's going on.
He's in the breakdown lane. Yeah, that's not even a... He's passed away. Now he's gone totally.
I don't know if he passed away, but...
We were inside of him for a second.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was never inside him.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
I don't know. He might just be unconscious.
Oh, it says Redskins. It says Redskins Nation on the side. Oh my goodness. That's like a F-250 short, like short cab with a bed cover on the back and wheels. And it's lifted. Super Duty. Does he have a Redskins logo on the front? Golly, that guy. I've never seen that truck in town ever. That was the only day he's just passing through. That's bad. That's not good. If this is your first time here, welcome. We do the show each and every week. It's about video games or whatever. We post it 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world. If you can't find us somewhere, you're probably not hearing this message, but send out a flare or an SOS or a smoke signal, and we'll see if we can't find a better way to get it to you.
Smoke signals. I like smoke signals.
That's a way to do it.
If you can do smoke signals, I definitely suggest you do it that way.
It's a lost art. Hey, look, there's my car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at
it. They're in the back.
Yeah, this is a long time ago because it's been a long time since I parked there. There's dumpsters there now. There's two giant dumpsters. There's one dumpster there now. There's two now there now.
Oh, yeah, you used to park there.
Yeah, that's a really old. The building's not even been painted yet. That's really old. Anyways, you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch, and you can do so over there. If you don't have any money, it's the holidays, we get it, you're broke, you're worthless, you don't have a job, whatever it is, then just listen each and every week. Tell your friends about us, tell your family about us, tell the guy that drives that Redskins Nation truck about us.
Yeah, he needs to listen.
His name's probably Kevin.
Chad.
And, what about Chaz?
I think his name is Chad.
About Chaz with a Z?
No. I could tell by the way he was slumped over he wasn't a Chaz.
He was dead. He died. He died right there that day.
I think he just maybe is having a heart attack. He may have died, but he may have come through.
It's not like I'm looking down at my phone. He's off the road and he's slumped. And that's not a place dead. Where you could pull over and nap.
Hey, Redskins Nation, if you're dead, obviously don't let us know. But if you made it through that day where you were pulled over in Clarksville and by the co-op and, you know, had some issues or whatever, let us know.
But let's put a time limit on it. You got 2 weeks. If you don't let us know, well, let's give you till the December 31st.
And if
we don't hear from Redskin Nation by the 31st, we'll just assume he just did.
Okay, that's fine. And we you can't just give want him this guy to be dead so much that
I don't want him to be dead. He
I'll
is.
Give that to you.
He is. He died. And our thoughts and
prayers are with him.
Prayers go out to his family. This pitcher looks to be about 4 years old, so you know.
Better late than never.
Yeah. What's weird with Google Maps is how they blend like new pictures with old pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Because if they map like this side of town before the other, it just transitions from old to new. It's kind of weird.
But they got 98% of the globe covered, I heard this week.
Really slacking, huh, with that 2%. Step it up, Google.
Well, I actually thought 98% was pretty good.
Yeah, if you're not trying to hit 100, it is.
I guess you hold them to a different standard than I do.
Yep.
You're one of those perfectionists. Got it.
Well, I've played Stadia, so I know what's possible. Like I know what they're capable of. So.
Those two things aren't even related, but okay.
It's all part of Alphabet.
Yes.
Also, that was really shots fired on Stadia, but I played it this week and it was perfect again.
What'd you play?
Farming Simulator 2019. Which is, the game looks incredible on there. It looks really good. No problems with Stadia. I shit on it because that's what everyone else does, and it seems fun.
Well, that's good.
They're an easy target because it's Google and because it's doing something different. It's easy to shit on them.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing works very well for me. Well, switch that over to sold, Gerald. He's looking at eBay. Let's go to advanced and switch that to sold. You should have a little thing that says like advanced. There it is, to the right of search there. And then go to sold listings and then click that blue search button again.
Sold listings.
Nope. Stop there. Right underneath the blue search bar, it's like the last options right there. And then hit that search button again. Let's see what people are paying for Stadias nowadays. $169.99 for the whole bundle.
$189, $156.
It looks like there's still some return there.
Yeah. Not a whole lot, but some. Better get
on
it.
How much was it? $129?
Yes. Better get on that, Producer Gerald. Get that thing sold.
So I'll tell you, the weird thing is you can buy them right now for $129.
Yeah.
If you don't care to have the Founders controller, I mean, they're shipping now for the Premier Edition.
Yeah.
So.
You can do that.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I'm still going to wait, I think, until just a controller comes out.
Yeah.
Because it'll work with my TV, so.
Yeah. Shout out to Google Stadia. I played Farming Simulator on the Stadia. I played Farm Together. So that's two farming games in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Kind of a strange week. Played some Rocket League. We finally played Anthem together.
We did?
I thought it was fine. You guys really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it much more than you did, I think.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks I hate it. I don't hate it. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not upset at it. It's just what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Now,
you also only played for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, since playing it, there's not been a day that I've woken up and been like, like to play Anthem. So... But that happens for a lot of games.
Right.
And
I do think it's a lot more fun when we're all in.
Yeah. I would play it. I mean, I'm not against playing it. But like last night, you got on. You were kind of tired. We didn't know what to play. You ended up going to bed without playing anything.
I did.
And friend of the show, Marshall205, was like, do you want to play Anthem? I'm like, not really. Not with two people. Like if you were still on and you were playing, yeah, we could have jumped in. But I didn't even, you know. I'm probably not going to play with two people. I'm definitely not going to play it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Him and friend of the show, Patman, have been playing a lot.
Yes, they have. They enjoy it.
They ran the like holiday raid twice already. They're into it.
Yeah.
I played Tabletop Racers last night, which is a PS Plus game from like 2017. One night we couldn't decide on what to play, much like last night, so we played Mario Kart while on the PS4 headset. And that was a fun time. I hadn't played Mario Kart in a long time, and I got in there and drug his ass.
That's not what he says, but...
Oh, I can tweet out a picture of the record.
You told me, that's what you said. You called him out.
He said Pixar
it.
Didn't happen, and then I said I could produce Pix, and then he calmed down a little
bit. He did. He did quiet up a little bit.
Yeah, we played Marshall205 and myself. We played Mario Kart. The total record in totality now is 23-9 for me. So.
Wow.
Yep. Just want to throw that out there on what he's been getting done.
Excellent.
23-9 is not. That's a good record for me. And then to make him feel worse, I hope he's listening. I'm not even that good at that game. So let that soak in a little bit.
Yeah, so there you go. Fuck you, friend of the show, Marshall 205.
And if anybody else wants to get their ass whooped in Mario Kart, let me know. Because I mean, we could get a group together one night.
Oh, shit.
You know?
As far as what I played, like I said, we played Anthem together. I enjoyed it. Last couple days, I've been playing on my own a little bit. I was actually going to fire up Life is Strange Episode 2, and I realized that Episodes 2 through 5 all had to download an update, so I never ended up playing it. But I was going to step into that, and then I played some more Days Gone, just going through that game. It takes a lot from a bunch of different games and does them all in a serviceable fashion. It's not blowing me away. It's not horrible. it's kind of awesome as a time filler. But it's not like, I don't wake up in the morning and like, man, I really want to get into, go back to Days Gone. I really want to play Days Gone.
I read something that said Days Gone feels like a algorithm built a game.
It does. Yeah. It took a bunch of things from a bunch of successful games and put them all into one game and does them all, you know, like I said, it's perfectly serviceable, but there's nothing standout about it.
Yeah, it said that it felt like an algorithm built a game like 6 years ago with everything that was really hot at that moment.
Hot but then, yeah. With
no, you know, soul.
Opening up parts of the map and, you know, it's got elements of Assassin's Creed to it. It's got elements of, you know, some of the GTA. It's got element. It's just, yeah, it's nothing that blows my face off. It's perfectly good at what it does.
I hear it has no soul, though.
I could get behind that.
Yeah.
I could see
I'm looking that. Forward to playing it.
But you can tell it. They're desperately trying to make it.
Yeah.
They're desperately trying to let give you the impression that, look, there's a lot of heart in this game. And you're like, nah, I ain't getting it.
Yeah, if you have to tell me there's a lot of heart, there's probably not.
You know, and but you can feel they're driving it home by...
Mm-hmm. Deacon St. John, is that his name?
Deacon St. John.
Such a porn-ass name.
He's called Deke pretty much through the whole, which I can get behind. I get that.
Because he's laying the deke?
That's how deacons should be. No.
Okay.
Nope. Not white.
I'm just saying, sticking to the porn thing, it's still on point.
I know. I know. It's your theme. I get it.
Gerald, how are you on an EB Games site? What is that?
Wow. I think they're still around in Canada.
Yeah, leave it to Canada. That's why it's $250 too. That's the Days Gone Collector's Edition.
What else? Oh, I downloaded Dauntless for the Switch.
Free to play MMO.
Free to play MMO. I figured I'd give it a shot. It's funny. I've been searching through. I've had my Switch on a number of times this week and never ended up playing it. It was just on, and I got in the middle of something else. And it sucks because I really want to get back into playing. I really want to play it, but for some reason I don't. I'm sure I will because I love the system.
The night I played Stadia, I turned my PS4 on and just let it sit, then turned it off, and then got on Stadia.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I've been in a weird spot lately with games. Yeah. I have played every single night, and I don't know if I've wanted to play any night.
Gosh, yeah.
I don't want to go to bed either. I don't want to watch TV or do something else. I just don't know what I want to play. I have rap games. I have stuff, not like rap. I have games that are still sealed.
Yeah.
And I'll have Def Jam fight for New York. I knew what you meant. Okay. I have Mark Echoes Getting Up is not what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
Remember that game?
Oh, man.
Throwback.
That's a big time throwback.
But I just haven't, I don't know. I haven't been in the mood for anything. It's like when you eat out too much and someone's like, what do you want to eat? You're like, I'd fucking just choose because I don't want any of this shit.
Yep. I know the feeling. That's kind of where I've been at too. I do want to try Dauntless. Like I downloaded Car Mechanic Simulator and I want to open that up on the Switch.
Mm-hmm. I got that as well. I also bought Civilization for the Switch. Haven't touched it either.
And I didn't. I downloaded Dauntless. I want to try that. I still need to play through Luigi's Mansion. For some reason, it's every time I come in, I'm getting on the PS4. I mean, that's obviously my system of choice. So I got to figure. I'm thinking about actually taking my Nintendo Switch and hooking it up downstairs with the downstairs living room TV and seeing if maybe my wife will get into it and like play some with me.
Yeah.
Cause she always loved the old school games. So
what would you try game wise?
You know, I'm thinking Mario Kart. Cause she liked Mario Kart when she was growing up. And she's played it before. So she has the concept of what it is.
I didn't hear any of that. You're thinking Mario what?
I'm thinking, why didn't you hear it?
Because I leaned over to get a drink of water and I unplugged my headset and I thought you just were really thinking hard.
Oh, good job, doofus. Probably Mario Kart because from growing up, she knows the concept of it.
Uh-huh.
So there's nothing to explain there.
The great thing about Mario Kart is Mario Kart won't allow you to be the worst.
Right, right.
It won't let you win, but it won't allow you to be the worst.
Yeah, and the problem that she has with today's video is the last time she played a video game was probably on the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
So she had, you know, what is it, whatever it is, four buttons and a directional pad. And the control schemes of games have gotten a lot different nowadays. And that's the nice thing about the Switch is it kind of takes it back old school.
Could you also maybe, because you've got the Nintendo Online, you could do the SNES games and you could maybe buy that controller too.
Yeah, but the problem with playing the SNES games is I would want to bring her into the new stuff because I'm not sure how she's going to feel about the old stuff holding up, much like...
What about like an Overcooked?
I don't think she would get it.
Hmm. Have you seen that new one that's where you like build a house together?
I have not.
I don't know if you're going to be able to find it, Gerald, because that description I gave you is the worst. It's called like Building Up or something, maybe. I don't know. So it's like, it looks just like Overcooked, but you're like doing construction or like cleaning a house.
Hmm.
It's not any of those things. It's probably not the name of it.
She might, maybe.
But it's kind of neat. Look at, and there's that one that we covered, Stretchers.
Yeah.
But that looks really fast paced.
Yeah. And I don't like it. So yeah, I think as far as introducing her into that world, into the Switch world, I think Mario Kart is the way to go because she already has a concept of how the game gets played. And that's half the battle right there for someone who's new to video games.
Right.
Or not new, but, you know, hasn't played them in 20, 30 years, whatever.
Gerald, it's called Tools Up. T-O-O-L-S.
Tools Up.
Tools Up. The Overcooked of House Renovation is what it says.
Mm.
So it's one that I'm considering.
Hmm.
It looks like Overcooked, which I enjoy. But home renovation would be a neat twist on it.
Right. See, the Switch is actually a lot better of a system for you than it is for me. Don't get me wrong. I love the Switch. I enjoy it. But it does have a lot of that silliness as far as the games and stuff go. And I do like some of my games a little more, you know, serious.
Yeah. See, I like a good wacky time.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, like Astral Chain, I want to try that.
And see, that to me, see, that is where we differ, because to me, I'm like, hey, if you're going to make a big boy game, let's put it on a big boy system.
Right. I understand like, that.
Astral Chain would be better on a PS4.
But I need a big boy game on the Switch in order for me to open it up.
You know, see, like I mean? You have to help each other carry stuff and tear walls down. And
huh. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's only like one button to do everything.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can each use a Joy-Con and go.
It just came out too.
And that's what's nice is that that's the greatest thing about the Switch is essentially it comes out with two controllers.
Yeah. And I know it probably felt like I was shitting on people right then saying like it's not a big boy system. That's not what I mean. That's just not the place that the Switch feels for me.
Right.
Like, I want to play Mario Kart on there. So Overcooked is a game I played on PS4. That's a better Switch game. Like, it works both ways.
Gotcha.
Untitled Goose Game, that's a better Switch game than it is a PS4 game. It's coming out for PS4. It'll be great on PS4, but for
in your
me,
opinion, because of how you feel about the systems, it's important.
Yeah, it's more at home. Luigi's Mansion is phenomenal. It would be good on a PS4. It wouldn't be as good. I don't go to my PS4 for those kind of times.
Right.
So, you know. Anyways, Tools Up looks like a cool one to check out, one I'm considering checking out.
All right, well, we probably better start getting to some game stuff. We've been chatting here for 40 fucking minutes.
It's been 40 good minutes, though.
It has been.
40 good minutes. So
we don't need no 6-hour podcast.
Well, you know,
I don't need to do a 6-hour podcast.
We didn't need to go to the moon either.
Let me put it that way.
But look,
I'm not going to. I'm about out.
What that did for the humankind. Do we say mankind anymore? Or is it just humankind?
I think people do say mankind, but I think they're supposed to. I think it's more correct to say humankind.
Yeah. Last week we told you the Game Awards were happening, and they happened. Most of this show is going to be a recap of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to read through all the awards, but I wanted to cover a couple here. Some of the standout winners from things I thought that mattered. They gave away a fuck ton of awards.
Yeah, they did.
A lot of them, I think, are...
A lot of esports awards.
A lot of stuff I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you watch the whole thing?
I did watch the entirety of it.
Okay, so did I.
I thought it was a good production. I did make this comment. I don't know if you were on there or not. I feel like Jeff Keighley is too close to the Game Awards to continue to host it.
Yes, you did.
Like, he loves it too much.
We did chat about that a little bit. Yep.
There's just something about the way that he's like, oh, what a great trailer. What a great presenter. What a great award. That guy's from Canada. Well, how great is that?
Yeah.
He's just a little too excited about the whole thing. And I get it. He's worked his ass off to make it what it is.
So but now it's time for him to step back and just maybe be the CEO.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I think him hosting is part of the reason people were flipping out about Death Stranding having so many nominations, too.
You know, if he's just behind the scenes, I don't know if anyone would care.
Yeah. Fresh indie game went to Disco Elysium, along with a lot of other awards that they won. Best multiplayer went to Apex Legends. Best family game went to Luigi's Mansion. Best RPG went to Disco Elysium. Best VR game went to Beat Saber. Best community support, which I think used to be best ongoing or best live game.
No, it's best. I think it has a lot of community feedback into the game.
Yeah,
whatever. Not necessarily that is. Playing it, but
because best ongoing game is still a thing.
There's a later award for best ongoing.
Yeah, so best community support was Destiny 2. Best ongoing was Fortnite. Best independent game again, Disco Elysium. Best performance went to Mads Mikkelsen for Death Stranding. Best art direction was Control. Best narrative was Disco Elysium. Best game direction was Death Stranding. And game of the year went to Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which I thought was very surprising.
Sekiro did surprise me. I thought for sure Death Stranding was going home with it.
Game of the Year nominees were Control, Death Stranding, Super Smash Bros., Resident Evil 2, Sekiro, and The Outer Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
To remind everybody.
So one that you skipped that's always important to me is Games for Impact. This year it went to Greece.
Yeah.
That's always my favorite category. I like games that try to that say something. So.
Yeah, I only played Concrete Genie in that grouping. So I didn't have much input in that. Sea of Solitude is on sale right now, though, and I am thinking about getting it. So those are the awards. We didn't cover all of them. There's a ton of them. I think most people don't watch the Game Awards for the Game Awards.
I think that's true. Oh, one that you didn't mention that I thought that surprised the hell out of me. Where is it? Which game was it? I thought it was Best Action Game.
It surprised you so much it's not on the list.
But, Devil May Cry 5 won Best Action Game. That surprised me.
They were jazzed up, too, those guys.
Yeah, I did not see that coming at all.
At the end of his acceptance speech, they said DMC is back.
Yeah.
They chanted it together.
Yeah. That was probably the most surprising award to me all night.
Oh, the Game of the Year totally shocked me.
It shocked me too, but I was more surprised by Devil May Cry 5. Because, let's get in. I mean, it released a great reviews, but it really went under the radar.
Yeah.
Sekiro did not.
to think a From Software and Activision game was going to beat everything else that came out this year, though, super shocking to me.
Yeah, I get that too. Yeah.
The announcements were a much bigger part of it. We'll move on. They opened the show with something I don't think anybody was expecting, which was the unveiling of Scarlet. The codename Scarlet, the new Xbox, which is formerly called the Xbox Series X.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the name of it.
They named it that. I don't think the name is terrible if you don't have an Xbox One X right now. You know, if you just made an Xbox One and then you went to Xbox Series X, I don't think the name is terrible.
No, but not this far into the, you know, into the life of the Xbox consoles.
But of course, I'm a psychopath and I would have liked them to call it the Xbox.
Right, right. I remember that.
And see, I know that that would mess everything up, so.
But, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to how they name these things. How Microsoft names their consoles. I mean, from an Xbox to an Xbox 360 to an Xbox One to an Xbox Series X. What the fuck are you doing, Microsoft? There is no consistency in what you're calling your console.
So when they showed it off, I believe in the Game Awards, they actually showed it with the controller, which is the Elite Series 2.
Mm-hmm.
Since the announcement, they've unveiled the actual... all the media images to use, and it does show the new controller. The only difference I see in the controller is the share button, the addition of a share button.
Yep.
Much like PlayStation.
Similar.
Yeah, footprint all looks similar. It's a good controller. I don't know why you would change it, so I think that they probably did the right thing.
The system itself was what really shocked a lot of people.
It did shock a lot of people. It looks like a rectangle.
Or a square. But it essentially gives off the appearance of a PC tower. Was that a fucking... Are you kidding me?
Somebody turned it into a PS2 game holder, which is kind of funny. Not PS2. Those are Xbox games.
Those are Xbox games. But it gives off the impression of a PC tower. It's got that your fan is on, basically sits on top. You can lay it down horizontal if you want to. I actually think it's a smart design, given the power they say this thing's going to have. That means it's going to get hot. They've essentially created a giant smokestack to release all that heat out of the top. So not a horrible design by any means. I get why some people are complaining about it. It doesn't look like a traditional console. But I think it's pretty cool that they went did something a little different. Especially if it's for, you know, engineering purposes and not just to look different. All in all, it's okay. I mean, it looks fine. It's a lot of people were concerned that it was super tall and wasn't going to fit in entertainment centers. I don't think that's the case. I think this thing's probably going to be, from what I can tell, probably about 14 inches high, maybe 16.
A lot of the write-ups I read says it's about one controller wide and three controllers high.
Yeah.
Gerald has this super bizarre image pulled up that shows its height compared to other things. They show it next to a One X, an original Xbox, a PS4, but the last image shows it next to a banana.
Yeah, that's odd.
Which is the best thing that they size compared it against. For those wondering, it's about a banana and a half tall.
Mm-hmm.
For those curious. But of course, you've taken it into the curve into...
Yeah. This is a fully ripened banana as well, keep in mind.
I wish Microsoft would have they would have given the dimensions of bananas.
Wow.
It's about one banana wide and a banana and a half tall. So, a couple things about... I do understand why it's shaped that way. I do think it'll fit an entertainment center. The thing that I really dislike about it...
Uh-huh.
Is where the disc goes in.
Down at the bottom?
At the bottom like that. Like I have to drag my disc across whatever I'm putting it in to get it in there.
Hmm.
I don't love that. But because of what you were talking about, to get the heat to pull up, the disc drive couldn't be at the top, obviously.
Right.
But I almost wonder if I do come closer to putting it on its side, because I don't like... So the way my entertainment center is... the shelves are pretty small, but there's like four shelves on each side of where my TV is over my mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of room on each shelf like that. So, you know, I have like the system and then I have my controller sitting beside the system in each tier there. So it's like solid wood there. Like I just feel like I'm gonna have to put my disc on the wood and like roll it into the, I just don't like it at the bottom, but I totally understand why it's that way, but it's like all the way at the bottom.
Well, I wonder if that design, what you might find is that, there might be a little bit of space, but well, maybe not.
No, it runs all the way to the bottom. Now, clearly the part that takes the disc is in the center of the slit and not entirely to the edge, but I mean, that slot runs all the way to the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one thing.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get that complaint. I can understand it.
And anybody who is shitting on the design looks better than the Xbox One did. The Xbox One, when it came out, looked like a VCR.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it looks bad.
It is. It's a little concave on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't love that.
No.
It looks like you set something heavy up there.
And it bent.
And it bent a little bit. And you're like, shit, I shouldn't have put that up there.
And I do believe that once it's turned on, that top is going to light up green.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's a coffee warmer on the top, too.
Sure.
Or a Scentsy. It's like one of those wax warmers.
I would say probably don't do that, but you could, I suppose.
You could put anything you wanted to keep warm up there.
You could, but then you're not releasing. Yeah, it's fine. You cover it with a blanket if you want. It's fine.
I always put saran wrap on any openings on my system. Keep the dust out. So, always do that. Look, these people have... Hold on. These people have photoshopped it in to look like the refrigerator in the house. The internet's a pretty creative place.
Oh, my God.
That's the first thing somebody thought to do with it was like, that looks like a refrigerator. That is kind of the form factor it shares, though.
Mm-hmm.
A single door, like maybe a stand-up freezer.
Yeah, to a point.
It's not very big, though.
I see that. It's not.
It's not. It's. I like the size of it. It's so simple, though, that I hope that Sony doesn't do anything crazy with their design.
It is a very simple design, which I don't think is a bad thing. So yeah, no, it'll
simple
be
simple on simple.
You know, we talked about it last night, but what if Sony saw that and was like, "Fuck, we were going to do a rectangle."
Now I will say, as much as that's a real fear too. As much as I like simple, there are companies who do simple much better than Microsoft.
Right.
It is simple looking, but it's not elegant looking to me.
It doesn't look elegant. You're right.
So I do think that even if Sony's making a rectangle, the PS4 is a better looking system than the Xbox One.
Yes.
I think that Sony has the potential to make it... Neither system's very elegant. Like, you could tell, like, Apple didn't design either one of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Samsung. Like, it doesn't look like the things that the company that make really pretty products make.
Right.
But I do like the idea of it just being a rectangle. It's not flashy.
Yeah, I think
it's going to
smart
let the
design,
games be flashy.
Especially for what... With the heat issue, I think it's a great design.
Yeah. I'm going to put, like, maybe fabric around the top so when a fan blows up, it dances. Looks like a fake flame.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah. Something like that. Something nice for the kids, you know. That was the biggest announcement.
I would say so. Yeah, it was also the first announcement of the night.
Yeah, I don't think the rest of these are totally in order, but I think they're somewhat in order.
Okay.
For whatever reason, there was one totally missing that I added back on, so.
Fair enough.
There may be more missing is why I point that out. I just added on what I remembered was missing because it was the most important game announced. So right after the 1X, they jumped into the new Hellblade.
Mm-hmm.
Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2. It looked phenomenal.
It looks great.
I don't know how much more to be said. It looked like Hellblade. It looked incredible. That
it
is obviously.
It creeped me out, actually.
Yeah, it did. Her Channing.
Channing. Yep.
That's being developed by Ninja Theory, who is now Microsoft owned. She looked gorgeous, like as far as the rendering went, and she was ultra creepy.
And it was created in an engine.
Yep. So that'll be interesting. Then they showed Mortal Kombat 11, the DLC. They showed off the Joker, who's due in January, along with Harley Quinn, in a little short video, little trailer. It was mostly cinematic, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was.
This is where I think we get out of order. So the rest of this will probably be out of order. They showed off Amazon's New World, the new game from Amazon's game studio, formerly known as Double Helix Games. Showed off a trailer. It's coming in May of 2020.
Indeed.
They showed off Bravely Default 2, which was announced at the Game Awards, coming to Switch.
Ghost of Tsushima was next.
It got the long trailer they promised.
Yep. It got the trailer, and it got a release date of summer 2020.
I didn't think that that trailer benefited them.
Yeah. It seemed to be very... You know, anytime you play those open world games, there's always those moments of stillness.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they seem to lay very heavily on that as opposed to the combat and the action.
There's always shit flying around in the air, too. Like ash or flowers or like
ash or flowers, yeah.
Leaves or there's like always stuff in the air. But I will say a lot of people keep saying that that game is a PS5 game. If you watch the Game Awards and you saw Hellblade before you saw this, mm-hmm. that is probably not a PS5 game.
No, I don't think so either.
It may come out on PS5, but
maybe remastered. It'll be like a Last of Us situation where it comes out at the tail end of the PS3 and then was remastered for the PS4. I think you'll see the same type of issue.
Hellblade was the best looking game shown at that show.
No doubt. Without a doubt.
Then they showed off the Star Wars Fortnite crossover event, which has already happened if you're listening to this, and is still happening as far as the purchasables go. They showed off Gears Tactics. They showed off Sons of the Forest, which looked creepy as hell, but I don't think Forest was that great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. So there's that. They showed off Riot Forge, which is one of the two new games that's set in the League of Legends universe. This one was, it's called Convergence, a League of Legends story. It looked like some platform. Shit was happening. Yeah. I don't know anything about League of Legends. They showed off Weird West, which is a top-down action RPG, which I thought kind of looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to play it, but I thought it looked cool. They showed off The Wolf Among Us 2.
Yes.
Which carry the Telltale branding, or Telltale. I think that was kind of a surprise.
It was a surprise. I was surprised, and I was very nicely surprised. Because that's one I'll definitely be playing.
Yeah. They showed off the new content coming from Warframe, which apparently has a massive following. They showed off Dark Alliance, which is being developed by Took Games. I don't know anything about it. I remember him saying Took over and over, and I like it.
It's a good name.
It's a good name.
Really rules.
Yeah.
It's memorable.
They showed off Final Fantasy VII Remake. They showed off Godfall, which titled itself as a PlayStation 5 exclusive.
Yes.
It is a... the way it looks to me is like For Honor. It's very For Honor meets Borderlands.
Yeah,
melee-inspired looter.
Yep, I would agree with that. A looter slasher, so to speak.
Yeah, I think that's what they called it.
It is important to note, this game was rendered in Engine 2, and I did think Senua's Saga looked better.
It did, but this is a... it's not a... it's a Gearbox... published, but it's developed by someone else. It's not a Sony PlayStation 5 game.
That's true.
Counterplay Studios is developing it, so.
Yes.
I thought it looked good. I did not also think it looked as good as Hellblade, but also it's to me it wasn't apples to apples. But a slasher looter, fair. I thought was an interesting idea,
which we know was completely necessary.
PUBG creator Brendan Green showed off his new game titled Prologue, if you want to call it showed off.
A 15-second
clip of the name, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that happened. Control showed off its,
there.
Yeah, Control showed off its Expedition Mode DLC. They showed off Humankind, which is a turn-based strategy game from Amplitude Studios and Sega, which is very interesting looking.
It was right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like something I would play.
Yes, without a doubt.
The game left off this list that I had to retroactively add.
Oh, my God.
Was the biggest announcement of the whole game. Whole game show. Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez on stage to announce the new Fast and Furious Crossroads. Now, just give me your initial thoughts of this gem before I get into it.
It looks like one of the best games on the PS2.
That's hurtful. You could tell there's a lot of heart and soul and family in this game by the trailer.
Uh-huh.
I will say the in-game characters look a little bit like mobile, like they're made for the mobile. They're like, that's sort of Vin Diesel. Like if I showed
look at
you
his
that
arms.
If I showed you that, I think you would say that's Vin Diesel, but I think
you would say like it's like his brother.
Yeah. It's like Jeff.
It's like Diesel. Filling in for him.
It's like Jeff Diesel. That's kinda Michelle Rodriguez's cousin.
Yeah, right.
Let's wait till they show Tyrese though. It's coming up. So it has all the action one would expect. There's tanks, there's explosions.
Jumping
it does look
trains.
Like a Michael Bay the game.
Yes.
There's a wrecking ball. Lots of cars. Lots of
there
cars.
There it is.
There's Tyrese.
There's Tyrese.
I think he looks pretty okay. Couple things to point out. Everyone is voiced by their actual self.
Yes.
So we're not getting fake Tyrese on fake Tyrese. It's real Tyrese on fake Tyrese. It looks over the top. It looks silly. I'm going to play it.
Nope.
There's a hover boat. There's a tank. It looks like Stuntman 2019. Gerald says it'll be free on PlayStation Plus. I don't think so. I think it's too good.
Think it's too good. I think it looks like the best. Like I said, it looks like garbage.
It's not fair. It looks better than a PS2 game.
Let me tell you something. Okay, I played the Chronicles of Riddick game on, 360? And he looked better in that than he does in this.
No, you think he does, but he does. Let's pull up a Chronicles of Riddick Xbox.
He looks more like Vin Diesel than he does in this Crossroads trailer.
Let's see. Go to images. Don't watch it. Your videos are choppy on our side. When we watch them.
In game.
Yeah, I want in game.
Right there.
He does not look better there.
He does look better there. He looks more like Vin Diesel there.
He looks like he skipped leg day there.
Well, he also doesn't look like he's got pixelated man boobs.
Those are called pecs.
No, those aren't. No,
and he's
what
worked
I
hard
saw
for
in
him.
Those were not called pecs in that. What I saw in that.
The gentleman to his
trailer.
Left looks like Will Smith in that photo.
That's okay.
Look at that. That's not a better Vin Diesel. That looks like Vin Diesel's third cousin by marriage.
No. That looks better than the freaking
I wouldn't even know that was Vin
trailer.
Diesel unless you told me.
Bull crap.
That's a
that's
bald
a you problem,
white dude.
Man.
Doesn't that guy look like Will Smith right there? Gerald's telling me that's Exhibit.
Ah.
But that looks like Will Smith. Now, Exhibit,
I don't
most famous
so.
For Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Exhibit of Pimp My Ride fame. So.
Yeah, actually, he's probably more famous for his meme now.
You think so?
That meme where he's laughing.
What's he doing now?
Remember? Exhibit meme.
That one right there. Yeah, it was just down there.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. That one right there. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You see a lot of those.
You do see a lot of those.
The meme game is strong in Exhibit. So Fast and Furious Crossroads, May 2020. Looks great. If it wasn't for the Game Awards, this for sure would have been the biggest story of the week, because mm-hmm. Sony and Major League Baseball announced that MLB The Show, starting in 2021, will appear on more than just PlayStation.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. It's very surprising. And I would almost reach to say that this was more to do with MLB than Sony.
I would too.
I would assume that there was probably pressure from Major League Baseball to release this on every platform. And to be honest, it has been unfair for a sports franchise to be locked up on one system.
I agree with that 100%.
So
I agree with all of that.
I like that everybody, you could tell everyone knew it was coming and had talked. Microsoft immediately sent out a thing that said, like, play ball or whatever it did.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo came through with the most clutch tweet and just sent out a baseball emoji.
Yep.
they quoted the tweet and they sent out a baseball emoji, which is, I really think Nintendo's done everything right this generation. I love their attitude.
Yeah. Also, yeah, they've done a great job.
Doug Bowser, weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the games, the Game Awards. And
I think I sent you a tweet that said, I think he might be more socially awkward than Reggie.
Yeah. Reggie came up on stage and talked for 62 minutes before he gave out that award.
And let me tell you, not being on, not actually being part of Nintendo anymore, he came off a lot better.
Really? I think he's always come off well. I'm a Reggie fan.
Well, no, I mean, not so like socially awkward.
I'm a Reggie supporter.
I know you're a Reggie supporter.
It was good to see him there. Good to see him doing well. I thought he came on stage and talked for way too long. He talked for an incredibly long time. But Doug Bowser was weird to me, and I did not care for it. But the MLB franchise, Sony has done a great job fostering that series, that franchise. But if you're really into baseball and you have a Switch or an Xbox, it sucks that RBI is your only other option, because it's not very good. Super Mega Baseball is another option, but for Sony owns the rights to Major League Baseball Simulation, I believe it is. I believe is how it's worded. So that's what's allowed them to kind of keep that style of game locked up on there. So I think it's pretty cool to see this returning, or not returning, but going multi-platform. Again, it said 2021 is the potential date for that to happen, but it's been exclusively on PlayStation for more than 20 years, so it's a pretty big moment, a pretty big milestone for games. And also, you know, this potentially opens up the floodgates for, you know, other stuff to start. Are Nintendo games now going to start hitting on Sony? Are you going to see Halo on the Xbox? Sony is not going to unleash Last of Us 2 on the Xbox Series X. That's certainly not what this is, but I think this is a unique situation, and I think it's cool. It's cool for baseball fans.
It's good for baseball. I really think Sony didn't really have a choice here. I think they probably got pressured into this.
Mm-hmm. Our last story, Rocket League. We shit on them last week for the blueprints that they rolled out, so I'm going to...
Along with the rest of the world, let's be fair here.
Retract that and then re-shit on them this week. So they have, since last week's update, we have pored over all your comments on Discord, Reddit, Twitter, and beyond, and we've heard your feedback that the item shop and blueprint pricing did not meet community expectations. After carefully reviewing all the data available for us, we're making the following changes starting today. This was a few days ago. Item pricing reductions. So rare items will now cost between 50 and 100 credits. Remember, one credit is basically 1 cent. So 100 credits is $1.
Yes.
So rare items will now cost between 50 and 100 credits. Very rare will now cost between 100 and 200 credits. Import will now cost between 300 and 500 credits. And exotics will now cost between 700 and 800 credits. Paint and special editions, unless now are less across the board based on rarity. Most paint colors add between 50 and 200 credits. Burnt sienna actually has zero cost. Titanium white is zero to 500, depending on what it is. And special editions now add $200 to $400 to additional credits. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this sounds good on paper. They did reduce it, but
it's like still too high.
The wheels that I want, that I have, that I can unlock, are still $9 for one set of wheels.
Most of the stuff is still, for the stuff that people are actually going to want, it's still too high.
Both of my special editions are still $20.
Right.
And I get it. Special editions are black markets are very rare. I mean, not special editions, black markets. They're very rare. I get it. But $20?
Yeah.
That's super high.
I know. I think them going away from the way they were doing it, and I know why they did it, but I think it was the worst thing they could have done for their economy, for their in-game economy possible.
Yep. I will say, it's probably a good thing for me, because I will spend less money now.
Right. Yeah, I will too.
I'll
mostly pay for the pass, and that'll be it, because I'm not spending $20 for the few things I want.
Yeah. Having said that, I do think this is the best Rocket Pass they've ever done as far as items go.
Yeah.
And they have Frosty Fest coming up. They just showed off the stuff for Frosty Fest. I think a lot of it's very cool. I love the event that they've... the summer event was awesome with the 80s stuff. I mean, I think it's been a good year for them. I think they have fundamentally changed the way the economy works, and it probably is fine for a lot of people, but this is probably the move that I needed to get me to quit spending as much money on this game.
Well, and that's the problem. The change they made for the economy, I know why they did it, because of the loot box controversy. The problem is basically the change they've made is great for new players, but the people who are used to the old economy for the last 3 years are going to spend less money, and those were the people that were spending money.
I read there was an article the other day, and I didn't read it, but the caption, there was a title to it, and underneath it said, "How bad do you have to screw up to make loot boxes appealing?" That was the line underneath the title.
Wow.
And I was like, that's super true. Because loot boxes are pretty gross, fundamentally.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow Rocket League and Sonics and Epic and everybody messed up so bad initially with this that loot boxes are like, nah, not so bad.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should bring those back.
Now, a lot of conspiracy theories on the internet that they always plan the current pricing that they're on now. And what they did was release it at a ridiculously high price, so that when they cut it down to this, which I think is still too high, it seemed better.
Maybe.
I think that is some dark-ass shit if that's what happened.
I think I don't think that was the plan, but there's probably a small element of truth to it.
There are people hinting to the fact that it was fixed 7 days after happening. There are people hinting to the fact that they can't get another update pushed through cert in 7 days.
Right.
For the fact that they knew this was going to happen. I don't know. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion, because I think that's super dark if that's what happened. Like, I think that's some real shady stuff if that's... It's a gangster move. You're like, this is $30. You're like, fuck, it's 30. I'm not paying $30. You're like, just kidding, it's 15. You're like, okay, well, that's better than 30.
Right.
It should be 5, asshole. So if they did that, that's a super gross move, but I don't think that's what happened. I think that they tested the waters. I do think that they had a backup plan in case it was too high, but I think they floated the initial pricing out thinking it would work. I just think they had something in place in case it didn't.
There's a chance that they thought it was going to work.
They're owned by Epic now, so, you know, a lot of people shitting on Sonics. I don't know if they were in control of this decision. You know, obviously they're not going to say one way or the other. But still a great game. I still love the game as much. It will inspire me to spend less money, which is a good thing too for me.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I'll definitely spend less money too. So,
you know, I think I said it last week, but I probably spend $150 a year on Rocket League for 4 years. So,
right, and I didn't spend what you spend on it, and I'm still going to spend less. So,
yeah,
good for me.
Yep. Oh, that's it for the news. I know we ran a little long on the front end, so we breezed through the news, but it was just mostly just a recap from the Game Awards. I really suggest if you didn't watch it to go back and give it a watch. It's cool that a production like that exists that's not not forced on us by like ESA or Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo or something like that. So,
right.
If you don't like the winners, I mean, that it is what it is. Green Day also performed. I thought I could have done without that.
Churches did a good job, though.
Yeah, I could have done without all the music. More world premieres, less Jeff Keighley.
Well, there's only less Jeff Keighley, probably.
Yeah. Less Muppets, too. Muppets don't have to be on stage every year.
Everybody loves the Muppets.
Jeff Keighley clearly has a hard-on for the Muppets, because they had Muppets last year, too.
Yeah, he likes the Muppets. It's fine.
Also, Ninja wore a dumb suit. Recap what you missed. Reggie was great. Ninja wore a dumb suit. Vin Diesel was there. We'll move on to the shout-out section. Remember, patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the $10 tier or higher, and you get a shout-out each and every week. If you don't have one, we'll give one to you. I don't think either gentleman, both Zach or Thomas, sent us a shout-out. Mm-hmm. We're rolling into the holidays. Traffic is bad everywhere. There's people everywhere. We're getting into bad weather. I'm just going to tell everybody to be safe from both of those guys. I know where I'm at right now. It is crazy out already. There are people driving who apparently only drive once a year, and they're out right now to buy gifts, and there are wrecks everywhere.
Awesome.
And, everybody just be careful and slow down. It's going to be okay. You're going to get there. They're going to have whatever it is that you want to buy because that's how they make money.
Right. It's going to...
They don't want to run out as much as you don't want them to run out, so they'll do everything they can to make sure they have it. And I think it's going to be okay. What's the hot holiday toy, Gerald? What's the hotness this year? What's the hot holiday toy 2019? So Gerald sent the Ryan's Toys review. He has a kart racer for the Switch, this Ryan character. I'm not familiar with him. Can you Google hot holiday toy? You were toenail clipping, weren't you? That mouse wasn't moving. Hot holiday toys for 2019. You probably need to put a date in there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there it is. It's like that first one is that's what it's about.
It's kind of
ultimate
bare.
List of 2019 holiday toys.
Rizmo.
You'll have to give that a zoom once you get it pulled up. It's real tiny. Hottest holiday toys for 2019. LOL Surprise is still, I guess, popular. Batman, Incredible DC Friends, Transforming Batmobile, a Playmobil Crystal Palace. A Spin Master.
Wild
baby
loves
elephant.
Juno, My Baby Elephant.
Paw Patrol, Mighty Jet Command Center.
Paw Patrol's still big, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a puppy driving an aircraft. What's that Furby-looking thing right there?
It's a Skyrocket Palmsies Loomies.
I don't guess I know what that is.
Me either.
Lego Mars Research. This is just stuff that has affiliate links. Crybaby's Crystal Interactive Baby Doll. Ooh, the light switch
the
is on
the switch
here.
And the light. Both of them are.
Oh, yeah. It's a dual post. Little Tyke's Tasty Junior Bacon Share Kitchen. What are spin masters? Are those like a? You spin them and they like pop out.
Yeah,
that's weird. They're like Hatchimals, like the next generation of Hatchimals. Was that a YouTube star doll?
No,
a Snapstar pop royalty. This list sucks. Kids' toys suck now. Remember when Tickle Me Elmo and Furby and all that was just hot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Beyblades are back, though. I did know
Beyblades
that.
Beyblades are big. Yeah.
Yeah, they're back. They're back. I thought those LOL Surprise, I thought those had slowed down.
Nope. They're still in. Paw Patrol's still big. The American Girl dolls are big still.
They've always been big.
Yeah.
She's got one, a creepy owl. Baby Shark Fingerling. baby shark. Doo, 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 doo. What's that thing? Looks like a blue gremlin. Scruffin loves plush rescue.
It's like a Cabbage Patch pet.
The thing's got like matted fur on it.
Right, because it's a rescue.
The hatching toothless baby. That's that Spin Masters or whatever you had.
Again. Yeah.
Boxy girl doll. Echo so Dot for kids. They got the Echo Dot for kids on the hot holiday toys.
Night.
Mm-hmm. Paw Patrol. Yeah. It looks like.
So there you go. There's all your options for your children.
Labo. You know what's cool? I hadn't played Mario Kart in forever, ever, but when I played Mario Kart the other night, at the bottom they have a Labo button, and you click it, and you can use the Labo steering wheel or the motorcycle control to play Mario Kart.
Ah.
So it looked pretty simple to jump in that way, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's good.
So from Zach and Thomas and us at the show, slow down, be careful when you're going to get your spin in How to Train Your Dragon Hatchimal. Just, it's okay. Little Johnny or Sarah will be fine if they don't get the perfect thing. No need to die over it. If you're trying to get the baby shark fingerling, you know, first off, you shouldn't have tried to get it on December 18th. But if you did wait, it'll be okay. Just be safe out there. That's it. Follow us on Twitter at @game_stitch. I'm at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. This is a Fortnite Nerf gun.
All the Nerf guns are cool.
Get that for some. Yeah, Nerf is cool. Super Soaker used to be
now.
Cool. Nerf's got those ones that shoot those little tiny golf balls. I'm into those.
Mm-hmm. The Rival, I saw them in action yesterday. They're real easy to lose.
Do they shoot hard?
Yeah, they'll leave a welt, apparently.
Yeah, they look like they shoot hard.
Yeah, apparently they'll leave a welt.
Like close range. Yeah, they shoot those little testicles.
Yeah, testicles.
Yeah, I saw on Amazon there somebody was selling like a bucket of like knockoff Rival balls, like 500 balls for like $12, which tells me they expect you to lose them.
Oh, yeah.
For that price. I don't know if I said it or not, but together we were @game_stitch, and that's really it. That's all we have.
That's it.
That's really all. That's the entirety of the show. We appreciate you guys for sticking through on a little bit of a long one this week. Little change to the schedule. I think the next 2 weeks are going to be our end of the year shows. So we talked about it a little bit before. I think we've got our Swellness Awards will be the next episode. And then we have a surprise for the episode after that.
Yes, we do.
So I think you're looking at a Swellness Awards, then a surprise show, and then back on some sort of regular format at the beginning of next year. So a little holiday content for you guys. We're not going to miss an episode just because we're celebrating the most wonderful time of the year. As they say. You disagree?
No, I agree totally. I think it was funny that you called it the most wonderful time of the year.
But yeah, that's it for us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.